Hello and welcome to English with Stephen, the podcast that gives you everything you need to learn English in under 10 minutes. My name is Stephen Green, and today we are talking about intelligence. More specifically, artificial intelligence, or AI, as most people call it. Depending on your point of view, AI is either the start of the greatest revolution in human knowledge or the end of human history. If I had to bet, I would say it is probably somewhere in the middle, with lots of advantages and disadvantages. A lot of people have written a lot of stuff about how AI is going to affect all aspects of life, including the learning and teaching of foreign languages. I'm sure I'll come back to this topic many times in the future. But today, I thought I'd start by looking at what advice AI can give us about learning languages right now. After this. This is the English with Stephen podcast. All of the episodes in this podcast are designed to help you learn English as quickly and effectively as possible. The episodes are short so that you can focus all of your energy on them. They also come with a transcript to help you understand and learn new vocabulary. You can find the transcripts, as well as links to my social media and all the previous podcast episodes at englishwithstephen.com. Regular listeners will know that this is the moment I usually ask you to go visit my site, englishwithstephen.com. Except today is different. As part of the new project I'm working on, my site is going through a redesign. I'm doing all of this work myself, so while I'm learning a lot of new interesting stuff, it is taking a bit longer than I'd hoped for. If you visit my site right now, it might not be working. You can still find me on Facebook and Instagram. Just look for English with Stephen. And so, to today's episode. One of the things I've been doing over the last few months is playing with ChatGPT. Have you heard about ChatGPT? It's a new way of searching for things on the internet. ChatGPT is a type of artificial intelligence, also known as AI. The way it works is that you start chatting with the program, or bot, and have what seems like a normal conversation. You ask questions, and ChatGPT goes through the internet to find an answer. It's a lot of fun, and I'm working on ways that English learners could use this new technology to help study English. I hope to have a podcast about this in the near future. Anyway, one question I asked ChatGPT was this: how can I learn a language efficiently? The answer I got was short, but more or less exactly right. I thought I would read the answer for you right here. Here goes. Learning a new language can be a challenging task, but there are several strategies you can use to make the process more efficient and effective. Here are some tips to help you learn a language efficiently. Tip 1. Set clear goals. Start by setting clear and achievable goals. Ask yourself why you want to learn the language and what you hope to accomplish. This will help you stay motivated and focused. Step 3. Immerse yourself in the language. Try to surround yourself with the language as much as possible. Listen to music, watch TV shows and movies, read books, and engage with native speakers. Step 3. Practice consistently. Consistency is key when it comes to language learning. Try to practice every day, even if it's just for a few minutes. Tip 4. Focus on speaking and listening. While reading and writing are important, speaking and listening are essential for communicating in a language. Try to practice speaking and listening as much as possible. Step 5. Use technology. There are many apps and online resources available that can help you learn a language efficiently. Duolingo, Babbel, and Rosetta Stone are just a few examples. Step 6. Find a language exchange partner. A language exchange partner can help you practice speaking and listening in a natural setting. You can find a language exchange partner through websites like conversationexchange.com and mylanguageexchange.com. Tip 7. Take a class. If you prefer a more structured approach, consider taking a class. This can be an online course or an in-person class at a language school. Tip 8. Remember that learning a language takes time and patience, so be kind to yourself and celebrate your progress along the way. Good luck! And that was it. I think I agree with pretty much everything there. I mean, there are a few points that could be developed more, like what other technology could be used. But if you were to follow the advice given by ChatGPT, you would probably be a very successful English learner. What do you think? Would you add anything to the points mentioned by ChatGPT? Do you think ChatGPT is completely wrong? Have you tried using ChatGPT for learning English or for anything else? What did you think about it? You can let me know on Facebook or Instagram. And, of course, there is my site, EnglishWithStephen.com, when I finally finish redesigning it. Maybe there's an artificial intelligence that can do that for me. Thanks for listening. Take care. English with Stephen is written, recorded, and edited by me, Stephen Green. The music you hear at the beginning and end was written and recorded by my friend and former student, Beppe. English with Stephen is recorded in Curitiba, in the south of Brazil. Remember, you can find transcripts, past episodes, and social media links, and much, much more on my site, EnglishWithStephen.com.